to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM faction. I'm here with Darren Miller of CKY and his wife, Felissa, and Zilla Zallo, a.k.a. The Hermit.
A.k.a. Villa.
The Hermitizer.
Hello, people.
And he's from Finnish band called Him. And we're singing songs on the way here. What's your bubblegum song?
Me and Villa were thinking about going into the pop business and writing some quick songs for some extra cash. And we thought of the bubblegum song. Give it to some 16-year-old.
I go to school.
Chewing bubble gum.
Yeah.
Chewing my bubble gum.
Bubble
gum is so international, it'll work wherever. You know, the only place you can't do bubble gum is Singapore. So we'll figure out a way. It's not a huge market anyway. So
but in Singapore?
Singapore,
you're not even allowed to spit in Singapore.
You can't spit. Yeah. So that'll be a big problem. But
is that where they cane everyone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For chewing my bubble
gum. They can still listen to songs about bubble gum, though. Maybe it would be a big hit because they can't chew gum.
It's like the forbidden fruit.
They live vicariously through the pop star.
It ain't gonna be sugar free, no.
I tell my parents that I ain't gonna be sugar free, no. We're just giving away all of our ideas. In 2 months, we're gonna see the video for this song. Some guy's
on
gonna
YouTube,
take it. Yeah, Desmond Child or something's gonna take the song.
Well, hopefully.
Desmond Child. That's it. He actually did this album here.
Did he?
Yeah, the Rasmus.
Well, that's what he does.
He thanked his
He did his, Paul Stanley.
He
live
thanked
to
his
win.
Lover Curtis in the credits here.
Yeah, he's that way. Live to win.
Oh,
yeah,
he did that.
He helped Paul with that too. Yeah,
it's a great song.
Been writing hit songs for 30 years or something.
So two nights ago, we wound up on TMZ because first off, I was planning on being a hermit with Zilla here and.
You failed miserably.
Yeah, I was falling asleep at the spot.
I was trying to, you know, carry you back to your room and...
You
know.
You were making a lot of promises you couldn't keep, too.
He always does that.
Yeah.
I'm so offended by
it. Let's go out. Let's go now. And then he shuts his eyes and then leaves everybody standing there.
No.
Novak wouldn't let you do that.
Well, Novak was getting on a flight at... He had a 10:20 flight back to Baltimore. And the idiot was so wasted that he... He actually got on the plane, then they went in reverse, and then started to go towards the runway. Then they turned around and put the plane back into the thing to get him off. And you were talking with him, right? He's like, what? I didn't even do nothing.
And then later on he said, just because I'm pouring drinks on first class people doesn't mean I got to get off the plane. I'm like, ah.
So Novak shows up at like...
You can't do that here.
Yeah, no, he can't do anything here. So he shows up at the Sunset Marquee at like midnight, and then I just kind of got a second wind, so I downed 2 Red Bulls, and then me, Darren, and Novak all went to metal school, and the sounds were there, and then I wasn't drunk, but I was definitely buzzing.
You were done.
So tell me what happened here.
He wasn't drunk.
I was.
You guys start out at the bar in the hotel.
Yeah, but I was loopy from the Red Bulls, so then I totally started to remember stuff. But I
was drinking whiskey and red wine together at the same time.
Yeah, if you go to TMZ.com, scroll on down and see our night mission at the Rainbow.
Yeah.
So I bumped into some girl, and what happened?
All right. Well, when we got out of there, you bumped into some girl who thought she was like rebellious. You know, nice little chubby sausage legs. You know. Nothing to look at.
Nothing to look at.
And she's like, "Yo, excuse me." And we just kept walking because I'm trying to get us to my car that I valeted. And she kept on you. She was like, "What is it cool to bump into people and walk away?" And like she was trying to start a fight with you. And you apologized to her. You weren't even paying attention to her. That's what bothered her so much. But as soon as like the cameras and paparazzi came over to you, she was like, "Oh, where are you guys? What are we doing now? Like, pretending to be with us and everything. And then I was like, oh, man. Because that's, like, the number one thing that bothers me about L.A.
So she was trying to, like, be in our little crew after
Yeah,
that?
The little 180 thing is just to be on TV or camera or whatever. I'm so embarrassed about the whole thing, trying to... The one guy who was the manager of the sounds was, like, the only other sober person within a group
John
of 100
Davis.
People. He was trying to help me, and I'm like, yeah, well, if we can at least get them in the car. And this girl just keeps getting in my way. I'm trying to drag you guys to the car. And she's like, oh, let me help you up. And then finally, you pegged her out. You were like, wait a minute, you were starting shit with me back there.
You were starting trouble.
You're not
a nice person. You're not nice. You're not nice.
Yeah. But she got to be seen on TV. I hope it helped her career.
Yeah. I'm like the crazy bitch on the train. You ever see that?
I'm pressing charges. Where my do-rag at? I'm pressing charges.
What is that?
You're not nice.
If you type in crazy bitch on the train.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, chill. You yelling at an old lady, dog. Yeah, I'll chill. That's the best advice I could take, shorty.
She's nuts. She must have been on crack, definitely.
Then we got to the car, and
the nudity.
Go
ahead.
No, she said she told somebody to fuck off, and Novak thought it was her. Said it to him.
She went from wanting to beat the hell out of you to wanting to be your best friend that she started telling people to get away from you, mm-hmm. like she was a good friend of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said, are you allowed to say?
Yeah.
Okay. When she was like, some guy came up to you and she was like, dude, fuck you, get away from them. Novak thought that she was talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started cursing at her and yelling at her.
Fuck you, you tidbit whore. You think I'm an asshole? I'll show you my asshole, you little bitch.
You can see my asshole for all I care.
We managed to fall twice. And then the second time he fell down, his whole dick and ass was just hanging
out.
You
guys fell down. I went to the ATM machine, took out money, came back, and you were still on the ground.
Still.
Total shitbags.
Oh, man.
Do his pants just fall down naturally?
I didn't see your pants fall down.
No, mine didn't fall down.
You know what's funny? On TMZ, they have like a little hot dog that goes up.
Yeah.
It was way too big.
It was. You're being generous.
I know. I was thinking, is that?
A cocktail wheel.
He's got a little mini hard dick.
Oh.
Micro penis, they called it.
No, but it was fun.
He's not here to protect himself.
Oh, I had
himself.
A blast. I actually got 30 text messages from friends saying, freaking hysterical, I just saw it. The only person that didn't like it was Missy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, she's your wife.
She's just mad because I'm out here having too much fun.
That's love.
That's why she's mad, because I'm having too much fun.
Mm-hmm. She wants to be here with you. I have to defend the wives.
Go ahead.
Come on.
That's why. We got Robin Quivers here.
All right, boy. Let me tell you something.
You're the other point of view.
No, it is. She just wants to be with you, of course. If she didn't care, you know what? Worry when she doesn't, you know, care. And she's like, oh, yeah, just have a good time. I don't know.
Dude, this is by far the most fun I've had in Los Angeles, hands down. I've only had, out of the 10 days that I've been here, I had 2 hours of a dull moment, which was me in the room alone after Novak left. And then I...
could have watched the movie.
I listened to the Rasmus album, and then I probably tried to paint something, and then...
Could have watched the movie.
Then after that, I met you at this spot, and then I was back.
The hermit.
The hermit.
But you could have watched the movie.
You won't leave. Villa won't leave the hotel. He's a hermit. I can't believe I even got him out.
No, he
got
out.
I'm out now, right?
Yeah.
You're out now.
And I didn't travel in the trunk or anything like that. I'm not that desperate yet.
Well, if I was in Finland in a hotel, I'd probably spend a lot of the time there, too.
Yeah, but, like, the only reason that he leaves is to go to Pink Dot, and that's it.
Well, that's all you
And you went
need.
To the Rainbow once.
Whoa,
that's
all
right. That doesn't sound like a hermit. You went to Pink Dot. You went to Rainbow.
I went to Pink Dot several times.
He partied at Pink Dot.
So I really go out a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
the hermitizer. You can go out if you want. Right?
Nah.
He doesn't drink anymore, right?
No.
No, I don't.
Neither do you.
Nope. I don't go out either.
He's a sober chef.
It's terrible. Well, you got family. I don't have shit.
Well, I mean.
I'm just. Crying my eyes out in my room every night, playing Elvis Presley songs wrong on the acoustic guitar.
Wrong?
That's what I do. Wrong.
Yeah. You ain't nothing but a half a crying on a
twice. Only fool. That's what I do. While jerking off, obviously.
Well, were you thinking about me? Which position was I in?
Yeah.
I love when he goes up to that guy. that was standing in the metal school show. He's like, "Is that your girlfriend?" And he's like, "Yeah." It's like, "Did you fuck her today?" He's like, "What?" He like actually like bent over to hear him.
Did you fuck her today?
And he was like, not even happy, like smiling. He's just like, "Yeah, all right, cool." It's fucking funny, man.
He is nonstop comedy.
Sick funny.
He's the only person that could manage, like, there's 200 people on an airplane, and they decided to take up 200 people's time to pull back in to let somebody off because he was that much hell.
Yep. I'm sure they were, every single
like
person.
He's like good hell.
Fun.
Like, he was funny. I mean, you know, he's not like
yeah, he wouldn't hurt
mean,
anybody.
Bad, you know. Mm-hmm. You laugh from
he
it.
He just causes so situations.
Good.
I think the military should use him.
Yeah.
I think it could be a good weapon, like the Monty Python, you know, the joke that killed all the Germans in the war.
And then, like, he took a cab back to the hotel and he had $0 on him, so when he gets to the sunset, like, how is he going to pay for the cab? I don't know how he gets in these situations, but as soon as the cab comes up, he looks out the window, he's like, "Oh shit, Nikki Six, hey, can you help me out with my cab, bro?" And then he paid.
I'm surprised he didn't get dropped off a block earlier and then just get dropped off and run away like John Waters used to do.
He used to do that?
Yeah, you give them your address, but one block earlier.
Yeah.
And then take off running.
And
then you just run away. And you run to where you were supposed to get dropped off.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
What, was he that broke? Or did he just want to be an ass?
Yeah, it was just for fun.
Just for fun?
Yeah.
But he was broke.
Yeah, he didn't have any money. He spent all his money on movies, watching movies and stuff. Going to the movie theater, but that's what he used to do.
I've been talking to him back and forth.
Asking about that. Him. He used to do that with his friends. Take cabs and run away.
Good hobby.
Yeah.
I want to know if he's ever watched Sleepaway Camp.
Definitely.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a chick with a dick. Isn't that right up his alley?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Think?
Yeah.
Who's that girl who eats the shit?
Divine.
Yeah.
Girl who eats the shit. It's Lindsay Lohan, right? Like on the street corner eating.
Dog shit, yeah. Yeah. And Pink Flamingos, yeah, Divine eats dog shit.
But it
was a man. You know, Divine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Who looked very much like a woman when he wanted to.
A big woman.
Big woman. But he played a man a lot, too.
All right, let's cut to a song here. Let's play.
Hey, can I mention something, Bam?
Yeah, go ahead.
Since we got all these new listeners who just got us through XM. Can we get some kind of scoop from Darren and some kind of scoop from Villa about music at some point, CKY?
So they play the right shit on this channel?
Yeah, just to get some kind of scoop. Before the show is over, you got to tell us something that nobody knows about the band. All right? No?
Yeah. So this Cauterized, you want to play that?
Cauterized.
Yeah. Doomsday.
Malevolent Creations, Doomsday X.
Okay, I see. Oh, you got that Believer song. Alright, this is Malevolent Creation, Doomsday X, Cauterized.
action, baby.
Nice, good.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
Radio Bam Faction. That was Malevolent Creation, and we were just talking. We're in Los Angeles right now, and Novak just left, and actually, being we're hermits at our hotel on Sunset, we decided to have Kat bring over her paints and canvases, and we were trying to find out what kind of subject we wanted, and then we came up with a bright idea to have drunk Novak lay in a bed naked with a glass of red wine with a hat on and a scarf, and he just got shit-faced, and we all painted it, and Kat's, yeah, I'm going to frame them all, but memory blacked out on the second time, and then after that.
Like three times at least. Yeah. But he was sexy as hell. I remember. I got the good angles, man. I got the balls. Like I got.
It was the worst pose for him. It just wasn't working.
And he was showing his dick at the restaurant to the gay waiter named Jesse. He's like, "Yo, Jesse, come check out my dick. What do you think?"
And then he was making
some girl sit on his lap.
Yeah, it was trying to one of the waitresses. You know, she Novak was trying to. Yeah, Novak was trying to be the score.
Yeah,
and he was like. Yo, I got this friend, bam, he's a millionaire. He's got so much money, you can sit on my lap. You can just sit on my lap because I got this friend who's a millionaire. So that was his logic.
Like, shut up, dude. Thing. He was completely blacked out. He doesn't remember going to the spot, and he doesn't remember going to the inside bar.
I wonder what he actually does remember about the whole trip over here. I serenaded him.
You serenade? I hope he remembers that.
Well, you know.
He remembered his painting.
Hmm. Should I try to call him?
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Let's see what he says. Oh. Oh, yeah, he took that painting. It wasn't even dry yet. I'm sure he got paint all over the fucking plane.
Sauce. We can call him from here if you want to pick up.
Yeah, let's call
him. Indian spice. Here, Indian sauce.
Indian sauce.
His new cell phone number?
No, you should call this one here. We got to talk to the idiot. Find out how bad he was on the second flight.
What do you think he's doing right now?
He's talking about Akon.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think he's doing right now?
Well, they have a studio at the hotel, and and this dude walks up to the bar, and I'm like, "Look, Bill, it's Akon." And sure enough, I was right. And then he sees me. He's like, "Yo, man, what's going on? What's good? Like, we get the bottle. We need a bottle of Cristal." He got like 7 Cristal out of all this fucking wad of money. And then he took us down to the studio, which you were completely blown away by because
I was in deep shock.
He's been out of rehab for about over a year now. And then he walks in like, weed, champagne, hookers, and whores.
Oh, man.
I thought that stuff only happens in the videos, but it was actually real.
It's obviously real.
Yeah, to some extent. I guess
not to some extent.
Up.
Like
he didn't pick up.
To a severe extent.
Severe. The most most severe extent.
It
was like a full-blown rap video, but they just weren't filming it. Like, if I would have hit record, I could have made a rap video out of it, because there was like... And then he's like, yeah, we got 9 more... We got 9 more, what do you call them? Mm-hmm. Hookers coming over, whatever.
Hookers. Yeah. Prostitutes?
I guess.
What do you call them?
Prostitutes.
Ladies of the night.
Bill got all nervous after like 20 minutes. He's like, I got to make a few phone calls.
I had like a panic attack nearly. It was so much like going all of a sudden into a situation. I'm used to being a hermit, so right. I don't do anything. I watch A&E maybe. That's what I do for living nowadays.
Family jewels.
And all family jewels. Well, yeah, not the series, but the ones that actually are shown. You know, right. The sex tape.
What do you mean? You don't watch my show, Gene Simmons Family Jewels?
I watch the internet porn. So with Gene involved. That's what turns me on nowadays. But anyway, you know, it's just going down there in the studio. I knew that the hotel has a studio. Mm-hmm. Going down there and. Like 15 people going at it. I was like,
yeah.
I really had a panic attack.
Wait, where? What hotel?
Sunset Marquee.
There's a studio where?
Yeah, downstairs. Like the garage lab.
It's called Nightbird Studios. Yeah.
What kind of recording studio?
Yeah, they got like 2 rooms there. You can't probably do like proper drums. The recording, you know.
But they were having a party down there.
Big time.
No, they were like working there.
Yeah, they were working, but having a.
All right.
I can't. How can you concentrate if there's like 15 like chicks just walking around in like thongs and stuff?
Well, the one time CKY did, what we did was
you guys had like 2 chicks in your video that you had to beg, like you know that. What is it?
Well, these girls were down for the cause.
You know what I'm talking
about?
Did
we have girls in the video? No, I never had girls on our radio.
You're eating an apple in the background and Chad's looking over the blonde's boobs.
What? Oh, I remember.
You know,
it was in Milwaukee.
Yeah. Oh, Close Yet Far.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that venue is pretty cool.
It's two girls.
No, they had a really good backstage area. And yeah, I forget what that was all about.
Everyone had left and you just needed a couple of
We just chicks. Needed like two chicks and just sat there and like sipped on beer or whatever.
Yeah,
Vern was like...
What was that venue called? Started with an R.
I don't know, but it's awesome.
Yeah, in Milwaukee.
So yeah, you know what it's like to have chicks.
Yeah.
So what? You're in a new movie? What's it called?
Return to Sleepaway Camp. It's probably the best horror movie of 2008, right next to The Strangers.
When was the last Sleepaway Camp? Isn't that your favorite movie ever?
The original Sleepaway Camp came out in 82 or 83.
I wasn't born yet, so.
And you know what? Why don't you say how you guys met here?
We met on the set of the new movie, of the Return to Sleepaway Camp that came out.
But we met because Darren was a little bit of a stalker.
Yeah, I was a stalker.
Call him the lazy stalker. He wasn't quite, like, aggressive, like, you know.
Well, I found out about the movie.
Lazy stalker.
The lazy stalker.
Should I go? Should I follow her tonight?
He's like, should I talk to her?
I'll follow her tomorrow. She's going there tomorrow. I'll just go tomorrow.
The lazy stalker. I guess I'll just go tomorrow.
That's it.
No, I met her on the set of the movie 6 years ago, and it finally came out last week.
No, but you wore my face on
a
T-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I wore the CKY shirt on Jackass. The waking up your parents.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Heavy metal alarm clock with the wig.
Yeah.
She saw that.
I was like,
and that's how I got in touch with her.
I'm going to call my lawyer right now.
But ironically, the guy that was in the first movie with her also dated a girlfriend of Chad's.
Mm-hmm. Jenna.
Oh, I remember her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She sang on one of the CKY records.
She helped the Blind Melon singer.
Yeah. Yeah. She sang on Blind Melon CDs, too.
And then she hummed them.
And then she hummed them. I don't know which came first, the singing or the humping, but they both happened. But
eternal question.
Small world is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So we met on this movie.
We met on the set. Yeah.
Yeah, 5 years ago, and it's Isaac Hayes is in it, and Vinny Pastore is in it, you know, from Sopranos, and it's a good cheesy like 80s feel horror movie. Good killings, and it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
I got the DVD in my bag.
Yeah. I think you'll like it.
I just don't have a DVD player in the room.
Yeah,
so
it came out November 4th.
Your atrocity?
In my veins! Yes. In my veins! DVD!
You know what? Darren and Dave Moska like it, so that means it's definitely a good movie.
Yeah. No, Bama like it.
Yeah.
You'll see the humor in it.
It's fun. Mm.
But it's out, so check it out.
And let's talk about this Believer thing that you did. There's a band called Believer, and I didn't know that they're from Lancaster, PA, but it's basically like heavy metal with like violins, and I actually used one of their songs in my first skateboard video part ever in the Fairman's video.
Believer, I think, started... Me and Bam used to listen to it in high school in my car. Remember my white Corolla with the horrible stereo?
Yeah.
The treble turned all the way up and the speakers blasted out.
With no bass at all.
No bass. And Believer started that whole, like, I think, orchestrated metal, like the Opeth and all that kind of stuff. I think they never got credit for it, and I'm sure a lot of bands never heard of them, but they were, like, awesome. And their last record came out, like, 93, Dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're back together, and I did a guest solo on one of the songs, and they said I could play it, so...
And they showed up to the CKY show during Halloween, and I'm trying to have a serious conversation with them, but my whole face is painted like a black metal band. That's what I was. Yeah. Goshen Mortuary. Like, how can he take me seriously when I have, like, all this face paint and, like, spikes and shit?
Goshen Mortuary. The Goshen part is, like, the lame part.
Goshen Mortuary. And we don't play at venues. We just show up at them.
Yeah.
Because if we did play, you'd blow your fucking head off.
Yeah. You'd get so depressed, you'd blow your head off. At East Goshen Mortuary.
So let's play this. So you're doing the guest vocals on this song?
No, it's a guitar solo.
I heard you singing, too.
No, I didn't sing.
I heard it.
Well...
They gave me a copy.
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Medwatan. And it doesn't make any sense to anyone other than Believer, which is how they like to do things. And nothing they do makes sense to anybody until you really get to know the songs. But this album's coming out next year on Metal Blade.
It's been like, what, 10 years?
Since 93.
Jesus.
16. Finally back together.
Well, fucking A, let's hear it. This is Believer on Radio Bam Faction. We'll be right back.
hot right now. Oh, oh, stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Radio Bam Faction. That was Believer, starring Darren Miller of CKY.
Starring.
Starring. And Felice is here, and I'm here with Zilla Zallo as well. So,
yo.
So what are you doing in L.A. anyway, bub?
To be honest with you, I don't really know. The big thing in my life just happened, you know, him just split up. I split him up because I don't like myself anymore. So that turned me into, I mean, just kind of like, you know, being really introverted and staying at the hotel and trying to figure out if we could do a reunion, if I can do a reunion, you know, with myself.
It's a little early to do a reunion, isn't it?
Who's asking you, but, you know, who's asking you? I'll make the call. I'll just meet some record company people and hanging out with you. You know, trying to make sure that Novak does what he does, you know, safely, if possible.
Just herming it up in Z Spot.
Yeah.
Dude, we have at Z Spot in the hotel, we have our own table, and one time it was taken by somebody else, and we had to sit like right next to him. We just gave him the death stare so bad. We're like, we're gonna fucking kill you, Goshen Mortuary is gonna kill all of you for taking our spot. And the people who, like all the waitresses and stuff, know that like we want that spot because that's our spot.
Who was taking it up?
So now they reserved it for us. It's constantly reserved until we show up. We're like, we'll be back at 7, maybe 6. So just reserve it all day.
A lot of people that sit at that hotel at night are corny.
Oh,
aren't
yeah.
they?
George Clooney showed up with a three-sided dick duster. The mustache. He had like a massive womb
dick
broom.
Sweeper?
He had a womb broom.
A womb broom.
And I told Novak, I'm like, that's when he was blacked out. And then the next day I was like, yeah, remember George Clooney was sitting around? George Clooney was here. I was like, I told you, we talked about it. He's like, well, you remember that I blacked out last night. I'm like, well, I told you. He's like,
do?
You should have told me. I did. Yeah, but I was blacked out. All right, well, that's your fault, idiot.
How are his ribs? Is he okay? His ribs,
well,
he's ain't bleeding.
He's not shitting blood anymore, so that's good. That's what I was worried about. Broken ribs, you can't do anything about it except just sit
well,
there and let him.
When
heal.
You break your ribs, a lot of time you puncture an organ. That's why you shit blood for a while.
Yeah.
It was so sweet. He was shown, you know, the toilet paper. He was like, Ville, come on. I just sat, you know, just check it out, you know, if it's okay, the color. I was like,
yo,
yeah,
Ville, come
fun.
In the bathroom, check out my shit, see if it's like, okay.
Yeah, it was like that. A bit greenish and a bit reddish. And I was like, yeah, it looks like a full-blown Alkies, you know,
Christmas.
Proper shit.
It had a Christmas
fine.
Theme.
A very Christmas theme indeed, you know. Start feeling like giving.
Akon's meeting us back at the hotel at 7.
Let's talk about the CKY record.
Let's do
okay.
it.
Well, let me do a little interview. What do you think about it?
I think it's brilliant. I like every song exactly the same. It's fucking
really?
Great.
But
well,
you really Boardwalk like,
Body is my favorite.
And you like Rats, too, right?
Rats
in the Infirmary. Yeah.
That'll be a fun one live.
Yeah, it will. I just want to say that, like, we worked so hard on this record, and in the past, I've said silly things like, oh, this is our best record, this is our best record. But I really do think this is our best record, right, Ben? What do you think?
Big time.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there.
I think the fact that you guys took a year break was all that you needed.
Oh, definitely.
And it
definitely.
Just refreshed everything.
It did. It totally refreshed the whole vibe and passion for it.
They're like little girls, and they broke up their little group for a while, and they got back together, and they all love each other again.
Yeah.
No, I'm breaking up with you because you're being a dummy.
Yeah, exactly. You're no sugar-free bubblegum friend of mine no more.
Yeah.
But it's like all of your passion came out, like, in this record, I think, from all of them. You know what I mean? Each one, it's like you brought all of that energy into this album, and that's why it's so great.
Sweet sounds of CKY. What are you
I just want
it?
People to know about it.
Are they going to promote this record?
Yeah, it's a new label. It's our first for Roadrunner, and everybody there is really cool.
Oh, cool.
Like, really, really cool.
Good.
So,
when's it? It's coming out April, right?
Yeah, March or April. And they actually heard it a couple weeks ago, and they really dug it. So, that's a good sign.
Is it going to debut exclusively on Faction? Come on, man.
you're looking way too ahead.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
Say it here.
It should, shouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
man, it's,
to do it.
You know what sucks?
Today, no.
It's November, and it's basically done, and nobody could hear it until the end of March.
That's why I'm, like, reluctant to talk too much about it, because
but you had Hellions on Parade.
We played it.
You played that live.
The cool thing was that, you were there, and you thought it went well. Yeah, we played that twice, and everybody seems to love that song, and we're really psyched about it, because, you know, we were nervous to play it, and we weren't really prepared for it, but we just did it anyway, and you could see it on YouTube. You can hear an early version of it.
Oh, it is on YouTube?
Yeah.
It's on October 31st.
Cocksuckers were filming with their cell phones.
Yeah, it actually was pretty good quality, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Why don't you, like, little play jerks. A little bit of the song on here, like, in another month
Because it's too early. And it's driving me nuts that we have to wait so long until the album comes out. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about it in case, you know, because there are a lot of people that are like, why aren't they talking about it? This is why. Because it doesn't come out till March. But it rules, so.
Yeah.
Good.
We need to do a video at Wildwood, New Jersey.
Yep.
Boardwalk Body.
Definitely. That would be a dream come true, actually.
Oh, it's going down.
Yeah, we got to figure out a way
to
do it.
Do you know what it's called, the album?
Not yet. A couple titles, but not yet.
Yeah, you do.
No, we haven't decided on one yet. Not yet.
He knows, doesn't he?
Yeah. I can see it in his eyes. He's teasing us. I'm sitting here cross-legged.
Well, if I put out some titles and a bunch of people are going to be
do
like,
that.
Not
do
that one, do this one. Yeah, you can't please everybody, so we're not going to tell anybody until it's too late.
You writing any new songs, Zilla?
Huh?
You writing any new songs?
Bits and pieces, yeah. But I'm not feeling overly confident with the stuff, so. That's the reason why I'm a hermit.
I don't have a riff.
Oi?
Hum a riff.
No, I won't. No, I won't. My level's going to get super.
If you need
me.
A hand.
I was going to say the two of you. Don't
several
you
hands, yeah.
I was a new him album called Bubblegum.
Nah.
I go to school with my bubblegum. I go to school with my bubblegum.
Maybe like bubble cum or something.
Bubble cum.
Nice.
That's pretty gross.
Well, depending on.
Well, shit, if we're going to play these two extra songs, I think it's time to go, ladies and gentlemen. So, let's end this with Pestilence, Darren's favorite album ever.
This album just won't die.
Album called Spheres.
Mm-hmm.
And the song is called Soul Search. Followed by the new Rasmus album, Black Roses. And the song is called 10 Black Roses. We're signing off. Villa here, Darren Miller, and
love
Felissa.
Love you all.
So,
later.
Moikis. We can be all
Brian Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.